From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. With the presidential race heating up, Democratic nominee Joe Biden campaigned last night in the key state of Michigan, telling a crowd at a drive-in rally in Detroit that the time to vote is now. Gwen Kleinfelter, member station WDET, reports that Biden's remarks came as a state court limited the amount of time Michigan has to count absentee ballots.
Biden says voters can save the Affordable Care Act or combat racial injustice if they are not discouraged from casting a ballot. The Michigan Court of Appeals had just ordered the state to only count absentee ballots received by Election Day. But Biden noted in Detroit alone, dozens of early voting centers are already open.
Vote! It matters! Michigan matters. You elected me and Barack Obama in 2012, and you bet on us when we bet on you, and bet on American workers.
Michigan remains a battleground state. President Trump holds a rally today at a private airport in Muskegon. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
President Trump taking his campaign to Michigan today, as well as Wisconsin, during a rally in Macon, Georgia last night. Trump sought to cast himself as an outsider.
But if I don't sound like a typical Washington politician, it's because I'm not a politician. And if I don't always play by the rules of the Washington establishment, and it would make, it would make my life a lot easier, to be honest. I know how to play those rules.
Trump spoke after the crowd heard from Senator David Perdue, Democrats demanding an apology from Perdue after he repeatedly mispronounced Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris's name. Perdue was locked in a tight race with Democrat John Ossoff, who tweeted that Perdue would not have mocked a fellow senator who was male or white. Perdue's spokesman says Perdue did not mean anything by it. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in another case involving the census, the Trump administration seeking to exclude undocumented immigrants, arguments set for the end of November. Trump administration announced a new partnership with the pharmacy chain CVS and Walgreens. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports that the idea is to facilitate the distribution of a future coronavirus vaccine to nursing homes.
At a campaign rally in Fort Myers, Florida, geared towards seniors, President Trump told the crowd that the new partnership would allow the pharmacy chains
to immediately deliver the vaccine directly to nursing homes at no cost to our seniors. No cost.
It won't exactly be immediate, since no coronavirus vaccines have been authorized by the government yet. Federal officials explain that older Americans will likely have priority to receive the limited vaccine doses that will be available at first. This program takes some of the logistical burden off public health departments, officials explained. They say it will be free for nursing homes and other facilities that opt in. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is NPR. Lebanon is set to commemorate the one-year anniversary of a huge uprising against the country's politicians. Nada Hamsi reviews a dramatic year for the small country.
An economic crisis was bubbling over when the uprising erupted. Saad Hariri, then prime minister, resigned, taking the government with him. A new cabinet was installed with Hassan Diab at the helm. Over the months, as citizens protested, Lebanon slid deeper into bankruptcy. Capital controls imposed by banks prevented citizens from accessing savings. Inflation soared. When a massive explosion detonated in Beirut due to official negligence, mass outrage erupted again, taking Diab's government down. On the anniversary of Lebanon's revolution, Saad Hariri is set again to take the premiership, supported by the same politicians Lebanese have protested for the past year. For NPR News, I'm Nada Hamsi in Beirut.
San Francisco Zoo CEO Tanya Peterson is giving credit to the community for helping find a missing lemur.
What is so wonderful about this story is that our community came together, our local police officers, our local churches, our local community, to give us the tips to recapture and reunite him in such a special way.
The zoo reported the lemur missing on Wednesday. The animal was recovered the next day from the playground of a preschool where a 5-year-old preschool boy had spotted him. The zoo has given the boy and his family a free membership. Police say a man arrested Thursday evening on unrelated charges is suspected of stealing the lemur. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.